KVOE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM. All the weather information you need, live and local. And it is time for What's in Outdoors here on this Friday morning, brought to you by Express Tire and Auto and Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply. And we welcome into the program our very own Phil Taunton via the KVOE Sutherland studio line. Phil, how are you on this Christmas Eve morning?
Well, I'm hanging in there, Scott. How are you doing?
Doing all right, man. Doing pretty good, actually. It's hard to believe it's Christmas time, though.
I know it. The last time I spoke to you, I was down in Texas, and I think it was during Thanksgiving, and I think it was colder down there for Thanksgiving. It's going to be up here for Christmas.
Yeah.
The world is really, I don't know what with global warming and everything, what's going on just with it. I do know the fishermen out at the lake are really having a good time with the crappie, and we'll get into a little bit later on in the show. But around here, really, Scott, other than picking up limbs and chairs and fishing tables out of the lake, not really a lot of going on in the outdoors.
Yeah, it's kind of a quiet time of year, isn't it?
Yes, I do want to put the word out if anybody is listening at the end to cutting down trees and cutting down limbs. I'm getting a lot of requests. There are still some trees on some power lines, and it goes all the way from Manhattan to Junction City to here at Council Grove. So if anybody is enterprising enough and wants to help some landowners from these hazards that might be, affecting their home, this fella here has a big white pine laying down on an electric line, and Evergy is just too busy to get to it. I hate to see all this happen with Christmas, just around the corner. But Ginger got into the Christmas spirit yesterday. I was really surprised. Generally, she's down at the marina taking care of business and getting things set up, but she spent the whole day in the kitchen cooking. Me and the kitchen walls were happy. It's just nice coming into a kitchen this time of year, and family's in there getting ready for a big dinner. So right after the show today, I'll be going to Topeka to visit with my daughter, and my other daughter will be coming down from Ottawa, and we're going to do some Christmas old things. Always something going on. We used to go hunting after Christmas dinner, but just to think we're going to give the animals a rest this year and play some games out in the yard. Of course, sledding's out of the picture.
Yeah, and I could be able to do that.
Oh, we might go on a hike. I remember one Christmas we went on a hike over there at Lake Perry and come across a little trail. And there was a tombstone there that said, "Here lies Spidey." So evidently someone walked into a spider web down there. And of course, whenever I walk into a spider web, it turns me into one of these ninja warriors.
That's right. Me too.
You don't know what's in there. But, Scott, it is the season for giving. And What's in Outdoors does want to give a tip of the hat to retired dentist Norman Love. Norman Powers there in Emporia for a donation of fishing combos to help with our youth fishing programs that we have going on all during the summer. And we have some in the planning stages now. We're going to have our second annual cast and blast here at the marina. I just got word the other day the Prophet Aquatic Research and Outreach Center wants to do an Earth Day event in April. I've got with Patricia and Sally just this week, and we are planning another Vamos a Pescar program. And
awesome.
Then, of course, we'll be having our Christmas in July, which really is a summer-long family fun fishing contest. So if anybody gets into house cleaning after the first of the year, we can take your donations of fishing equipment or any outdoor equipment. And of course, Camp Alexander is always looking for things with their programs, and hopefully COVID will, get its grip off of us so we can get the kids outdoors and do these programs. And it just come across my screen the other day here in Council Grove that White Memorial Camp is going to be doing an event this year. Well, it's more of a fundraiser, and it might be a garage sale. I tried to get hold of Justin Whitaker the other day to just see what he wanted to do, and I will be getting him on the show to let people know more of what we're doing over here at White Memorial Camp. Of course, the Glen Hills chapter of the Turkey Federation has had several state Jake's camps there, and that's always a good event. But Justin's donations, he's saying donations are needed, and he's requesting items to be sold at auction for his nonprofit organization. And so one thing that they do over there, the proceeds will help improve accessibility for summer camps and people with disabilities. So it's always cool getting these people out and giving them an outdoor opportunity. So if anybody's interested in any of that, you can contact Justin at 620-767-5165 or email director@whitememorialcamp.com. And they would take just about everything. And so I know I'm going to be cleaning out I've already cleaned out my garage. We don't have a garage down here at the lake, but I'm going to be going through my storage shed and then down under the house now and make his fundraiser a success.
Good stuff.
Well, let's go to our first break, Scott, and come back. I want to talk about some sporting firearms I've known through the years. Some were given to me as Christmas presents, and some of them just really have a lot of meaning to me.
All right, good stuff. This is What's in Outdoors with Phil Taunton on KVOE 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, and KVOE.com. Live and local, brought to you by Express Tire and Auto and Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply.
He wants new hunting gear, but you don't know where to start. She wants new boots, but you're not sure on the size. Dad loves his Traeger, but you don't know what accessories he really wants. Stop stressing and just get a Bluestem Farm and Ranch gift card. It's always the right style, color, and fit for everyone on your list. And it doesn't hurt to just have a few on hand in case you forget someone this year. Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply, West Highway 50 in Emporia.
This season, or any season, brand new tires make a great gift for someone you know and love. Express Tire and Auto has last-minute gifts for all your car-loving, Polaris-riding, and hard-working friends and family members. Express Tire will be closed December 24th through the 26th so their crew can celebrate Christmas with their families. The Ingold family and crew at Express Tire and Auto wishes you a happy holidays and safe travels in the new year.
Segment two of What's in Outdoors here on KVOE, live and local. Phil Taunton joining us on the KVOE Sutherland Studio line in Emporia's complete home improvement store for over 25 years, Sutherland's. All right, Phil, you there?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Just wondering, I've known you for several years there at KVOE. Have you ever been a hunter, or did you like to go out and target shoot?
Not much of a hunter. My brothers, much more than I. My younger brother, who's 2 years younger than me, is more of a bow hunter. And my younger brother, who's 5 years younger than me, does more rifle hunting. He lives in Idaho. He hunts a lot for elk and antelope and stuff like that. But I'm not much of a hunter. I many, 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 many moons ago, I was more of I fished, but I'm never much of a hunter, no.
Do you like to shoot?
Yeah, I do enjoy that. Yeah, was a decent shot back in my basic training Army days. I thought I was a pretty good shot and got to shoot some different weapons, which are kind of cool things. And I've done some different shooting with my wife. We've gone to the range a couple times. That's kind of a cool experience. So, but yeah, I do like going to the range and shooting and target practice, things like that.
I know with Christmas, in Christmas past, one of the biggest presents that I ever got was a firearm and a shotgun, and I also got 22s. But my first shotgun was my grandpa's, and my father went to Alabama when my grandfather passed away and brought back an old 12-gauge. It was an H&R single-shot 12-gauge, and the barrel had been cut down because of Grandpa shot at a rattlesnake one time and had mud in it. And so split the end of the barrel, and so they had to cut it down. So that was my first shotgun that I shot, and it wasn't for Christmas, but we went out, and I wasn't really prepared to shoot something like that at the time, and you know, it did knock me down, mainly because there was a log behind me, and when I shot it, it did kick back, and I fell over that log. But some firearms that I've known, and then this, too, is where the hunting community, we don't have weapons. Some of these guns that come out now, these AKs and everything that are black and not with the the polished walnut stocks and that, it can be used for hunting, but it does bother me now that some of the hunters think there are warriors going out there. We're not at war with wildlife out there. Hunters are big in conservation and everything, but I really love the old firearms that we have. And of course, with my uncle, he would come to town and we would go to the pawn shops at Junction City, and he could talk guns. And oh, with the movies Cheyenne and in 1883, there was a lot of history with firearms. One gun that I had that came down was made in Italy, and it was a 16 gauge, and it had a 270. It was a double barrel, and then it had a 270 rifle barrel under that. So you're talking about a lot of weight out there hunting. But I wish I had that firearm now. I did have never did have a Daisy Red Ryder, but I did have a Daisy pump that would hold 50 shots, and it was pretty powerful. But many hours we spent target practicing and have fun with it. We used to go down to the Republican River and shoot at cans. Of course, that's really was a no-no because you don't want to shoot in the water or anything hard because of the ricochet. But I do know a lot of kids will probably be getting guns this year for Christmas. I do want the parents to be with them, or their mentors to be with them. Don't be like the Christmas story and send little Ralphie out with a BB gun all by himself. So make sure if you're going to get a firearm into the hands of youth that they are versed on the safety part of it and everything. Shot, though, last time we talked, I told you I spatchcocked a turkey for Thanksgiving.
Say that again?
Last time we talked, I told you about our Thanksgiving dinner, and it's first time ever that I spatchcocked a turkey.
Yes, okay, uh-huh.
And so with Christmas in the thought, and of course a lot of people will be meeting for dinners, I never knew it, what I was doing, but many years ago I would spatchcock quail. And okay. That's just simply cut down through the neck and through the legs, but leave it all intact and take the spine out. But we was going to get together one time, and I had these quail, and that's the traditional way to clean quail, that I had spatchcocked them, had them on the grill, and my young daughter, Tiffany, at the time, she brought a guy over, and he looked at that, and he said, well, what are we grilling? I told him they were bullfrogs. And he said, what? So if you spatchcock a quail and fold the legs just right in the breast, it does look like a bullfrog. And so he said... He said, well, where do you get bullfrogs at this time of year? I said, well, you got to have a good bullfrog dog. And I had that kid convinced that they were really bullfrogs. Anyway, after the dinner and Tiffy and the young man left, Tiff got back. I said, honey, please don't bring that guy around the house anymore. We don't need his genetics around here. It was all in good fun. But there's so many good recipes that you can get. Main thing with your game is don't overcook it. So, Scott, let's take a break, and we'll come back for our final session of What's in Outdoors.
All right, good stuff. What's in Outdoors here on KVOE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, live and local, brought to you by Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply and Express Tire and Auto.
This season, or any season, brand new tires make a great gift for someone you know and love. Express Tire and Auto has last-minute gifts for all your car-loving, Polaris-riding, and hard-working friends and family members. Express Tire will be closed December 24th through the 26th so their crew can celebrate Christmas with their families. The Ingold family and crew at Express Tire and Auto wishes you a happy holidays and safe travels in the new year.
Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply's got it.
You know, pets are just furry family members, and it's good to spoil them now and then. Blue Stem has a pet department chock full of goodies for your furry kids. Pet foods from top brands like Purina, High Pro, Ralston, Diamond, Science Diet, Pro Plan, Blue Buffalo, Iams, Dog Chow, Alpo, Neutro, and Loyal, made right here in Emporia. You'll find a whole bunch of dog toys, plus all kinds of treats and snacks. Spoil your furry babies at Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply, West Highway 50 in Emporia.
Final segment of What's in Outdoors here on Christmas Eve, the 24th of December, 2021. Scott Hayes joined on the KVOE Sutherland studio line by Phil Taunton as we start to wind things down. All right, sir, as we get ready to close things up, what you got left for us?
Well, I'm looking out here at Studio North, and I see flickers coming to the bird feeder. I haven't really had any new birds migrating than what I reported on last week. Of course, we have juncos, we have harris sparrows. Cardinals are really starting to come to the feeder, and the finches. I get amazed in the spring when people tell me the goldfinches are back. And I said, well, what do you mean? Yeah, I had some goldfinches come to the feeders. Well, when springtime, the goldfinch will start turning yellow, more of the gold color, and that's the males. But goldfinch are a native bird. He'll stay around here all winter, but in the winter they look just like the females. I hope to see pine siskins this year, and one Christmas, too. I remember the evening grosbeaks really came to our feeders that we made, and that was another tradition. We would make feeders out of coconuts or out of big, long plastic tubes, and that brings another story. Being an organic gardener and a composter, I'd always go out and gather up leaves. One time I had the girls in the truck with me, and I went to this one residential area up there around Loma Vista, and the bag of leaves, I was putting them into the truck, and in the lady's trash can was one of those big, it was like a candy cane tube that was about 4 feet long, and I just reached over and got it out of her trash, and I heard from the garage, yahoo, if you really need some things, I got some furniture and chairs in the ice, in the garage. And I said, ma'am, it's not what it looks like. That I'm really not destitute. But it did make a great a feeder for the finch with that. But you simply put a hole in it and fill it with crushed sunflower seeds. Of course, Niagara thistles, all real good for it. With fishing, Scott, the fishermen are starting to tell me that the crappie are really starting to compact a little bit more and are on the brush. I'd be looking in water maybe 18 feet to 12 feet deep. Fish slow, things are slow. Water temperature's probably up in around the mid-30s now, and so that's going to make crappie fishing better. I haven't been able to buy a catfish. Well, I guess I could. I remember talking with Mickey Lang a lot of times. He'd like to go to Dillon's, and he told me over there in the food counter is the best place he finds for catfish. But I like to catch my own with that. But I need to figure out a way to catch catfish in the winter if I'm going to do it. And we do have a big event coming up down here, Scott, the Morris County Shooting Sports Fundraiser. It's a coyote hunt, and it's they call it a 50-50 coyote hunt. It's going to be held January 7th and 8th. And with that, there's also a night division to where that you can hunt during the night using infrared lights and things like that. And this fundraiser does support the Morris County Shooting Sports Program, 4-H program, and that. So with that, Scott, I'm going to leave you to have a very Merry Christmas, and God bless. We'll be talking with you again next Friday.
You too, sir. Be safe on your travels up towards Topeka, and enjoy your time with your family here this weekend, and we'll be talking to you soon.
Okay, sir. God bless.
All right. Phil Taunton. What's in Outdoors here this morning, brought to you by Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply and Express Tire and Auto, right here on KVOE 1400 AM 96.9 FM and KVOE.com. 8:43 on this Christmas Eve. We will get to our sports headlines here, and check of local headlines in just a moment on our way to ABC News at the top of the hour. Again, no news or sports year in review here this hour or at all today. Taking today off here on Christmas Eve, we'll resume the news and sports year in reviews coming up on Monday.